Good evening. Welcome to First Baptist Church. We want to thank you for making this a part of your Christmas celebration. It's great to have you in service with us tonight. We want tonight to light a candle that reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ, a candle that symbolizes His light that came into the world for us. And tonight we want to focus our hearts and our minds upon the Lord. Let us open in prayer. Our Father and our God, we love you, and tonight we come before you rejoicing because of your Son, because of your love for us, and how it motivated you to send your only begotten Son to this world for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being faithful and following through on the Father's plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying in our place. We love you. And tonight we celebrate the victory of Calvary that began at Bethlehem and, yea, even started before the foundation of the world. And tonight we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Steve.
Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take upon thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken to the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Come on, call me by your name. firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Won't you read these next two verses with me? It's Luke chapter 2 and verse 5. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yeah. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strain prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ, whose birth the angels see. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Haste to bring him glory. when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and are come to worship him. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Tonight we come to light a candle that reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ and his light. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, who's come to offer himself for our salvation and the salvation of all mankind. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This candle stands as a light for all to see. Jesus is that light that came into the world. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Later in John, in the 8th chapter, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." This light of Christ was not hidden in a basket or hidden in a closet, but this light was out for all to see. And in John chapter 5, Jesus stood before the Pharisees and he gave them five proofs of his messiahship. The fact that the works he did, the witness of John the Baptist, the witness of God the Father himself vocally from heaven. And then he said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you believe you have salvation, but they are they which testify of me." And Jesus said that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. This candle reminds us of Jesus. This world is dark, and there is darkness in this world. You can see it and you can feel it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, "If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yet in the midst of this darkness and in this world shines a light, and that light is Jesus Christ." Darkness cannot rid darkness, but light dispels darkness. And Jesus is that light that lightens our dark world. This time of year, the entire world turns its attention to that little town called Bethlehem, to that one event that split time, literally from B.C. to A.D. The entire world now recognizes it every time they write a date. Jesus said in John, it said of Jesus in John 1, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, the Bible says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." This light, Jesus Christ, was sent to save us from our sins. In John chapter 1 and verse 12, John wrote this, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." It's exciting to think that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He chose the entire world. He chose all of mankind and said, "I want you. I've come to save you from your sin. I've come to be your sacrifice." This has been the plan of God since time immemorial, since before the foundation of the earth was even thought of. This was God's plan. It's always been God's plan to be a sacrifice, a substitute for me. You see, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes me. That includes you. And the Bible says, "Because of the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Why do we make such a big deal out of Christmas? Because if you were God for a day, would you save you? I mean, seriously, would you give your only Son to save humanity? Knowing what you know, and the truth is, God loves us with a love that's beyond anything we can humanly understand. And the Bible says that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, "I have chosen you. You cannot come to me, so I will come to you. You cannot be good enough to earn your salvation, so I will give myself for you." In Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham laid Isaac on an altar of stone and wood, he was stopped by the angel, and as he turned, there was a ram with its horns caught in a thicket, and he offered up that ram in place of his son. It says, in the stead of his son. He said, "Jehovah Jireh, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." And at that time, Jerusalem wasn't just but a dusty crossroad. But fast forward to the time of Christ, and it's now the capital city of Israel. And on top of that same hilltop where Abraham laid Isaac, Jesus Christ hung on a cross for you and for me. See, God chose all of us. But he's left the decision to us. "For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Do you see, as we look back to Christmas, it's because God loved us so much that he would come and provide himself a lamb for a sacrifice, as Abraham said in Genesis 22. He provided himself. Now, Jesus is that light that lightens this dark world. And he is the one who came to save us from our sin. But you know, that's not all. He asks you and I to share his light with the rest of humanity. In Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." As we share the light of Christ that we have received at the moment where we turn from our sin and trusted Jesus as our Savior, he now wants us to share that with others. He said, "We are now the light of the world." But Jesus wants to shine through us. And I want to show you how this works. Won't you all stand, please, and take your candle for me? Take your candle. You may have to push it up just a little bit. But I'd like you to step out of the aisle and line the walls out here on the outer edge, won't you? Bring Mom up here, Miss Frederica. We're to share the light of Christ with all that we come in contact with. We are now the light of the world, and the light of Jesus Christ, he wants to shine through us. Could Mom come up here and be by me? That'd be perfect. Line the walls. I want to show you how this worked. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, the book of Romans, chapter number 1. Would you help her, Brother Jim? Lower that down, please. In Romans, chapter number 1, the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek." Now he says something very interesting in Romans, chapter 1, and verse number 17. Now remember, he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all those that believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And then he said something very interesting I want to show you in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 17. He says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." You see, as faith in Christ, as his light shines through me, his light is to be transferred to others as we come in contact and share the gospel with them. From faith in me to faith in this young lady. When faith in her to her sister. From faith in my heart of Jesus Christ to this dear lady right here. Tip it to me, Mama. Tip it to me. Thank you, dear. Thank you. And now it'll light. There you go. And from faith in her to faith in her daughter. And from faith in her daughter to Miss Julie and to Miss James. And as the light makes its way around the room, do you understand? This is how the world comes to know Jesus Christ as its Savior. It was in September of 1989 that a country preacher came to my house and brought the gospel to an apartment complex in Lakin, Illinois. He drove 23 miles because of the faith in his heart that the gospel was something to be shared, that the gospel was something that would change lives. And from faith in his heart became faith in my heart as he shared it. Your light is to so shine before men that others may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Has the light of Jesus Christ hidden within you? Is it under a bushel in your life? Is it held close to where no one else will see it? It's the one thing you can give away and yet not be diminished in your life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not diminished one bit when it is shared with someone else. In fact, it grows and it multiplies. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Do you believe? Do you believe? Miss Taryn, would you sing for us, please, Taryn? Edward, I can't hear her. Can't tell Key. How the gospel gets spread. As I said, it's the one thing you give away that doesn't diminish with giving it away. By sharing it, it spreads and it grows and it multiplies. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. You and I now carry the light of Christ. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So now the command for you and I is to sin, is to go, to spread it everywhere. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we go from this place tonight, we pray, Father, that you would remind us and burden us for the people we come in contact with at the grocery store and the gas station, at the bank, and at our place of business. And Father, that we might give the gospel, share the faith, share the light that you've given to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we need to sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Mrs. Mix. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Sing that with me, won't you please?
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God took the salvation that blessed Christmas born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Is his light hidden within you? Is it in you? Then share it with others. Please extinguish your flame. Our Father and our God, as we go from this place, bless and keep each person here tonight and use your light to shine through us that others will see you and not us. And others will come to know Christ as their Savior, and you will be glorified in and through our lives. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. This ends our service for this evening. I want to thank everyone that was participated. Please feel free to drop these in the box right there at the door. Thank you for coming. Come visit us again.